at least there were lots of Germans and a lot of Polish people. So, yes, a lot of northern Europeans.
Well, the really cool thing about Green Bay is I always thought was when the players ride the kids' bikes to that first practice every year. I think that's really neat. The other thing that we should talk about is a team that always puts the fun in dysfunctional.
The Jets
have taken a wild stab, and
now who did they hire?
Fired by the Miami Dolphins. Same division, same conference, and the Jets pick up Adam Gase, who's considered to be a difficult, arrogant kind of guy, from what I read. I don't know much about him, but Sam Darnold's excited about playing for him. I think every Jets fan is breathing a sigh of relief that Todd Bowles is gone. Todd Bowles teased us for a year with a decent 10-6 season, where the Jets missed the playoffs. And the team got progressively worse as people were traded away and injuries occurred. And the Jets really need to figure out how they're going to protect Darnold. I think the Jets are defensively sound.
Well, and supposedly they hired, how do you pronounce it, Gase? Is that how you pronounce it?
Adam Gase.
Yeah.
And
so it's spelled G-A-S-E, so I don't know if he pronounced it Gase or Gassy. I guess he'll be gassy if he doesn't perform.
That's right.
But apparently, they think he is a hot young offensive, has a hot young offensive mind, and they want him to develop
Sam Darnold. Who's a talented guy.
And is it going to work? Who knows? Because wasn't he hired by the Dolphins in 2016 because they wanted him to turn Ryan Tannehill into the hot young quarterback. And of course, that didn't happen.
But remember, Miami was plagued with injuries his last 2 years. And I think Miami's poor showing with him as head coach is not his fault. And the Jets are betting on that.
Well, and not only that, Darnold did show some promise, moments of promise at least. It's not an impossible task. There was concern that no matter what he would do, he was not going to be able to make Ryan Tannehill into an elite quarterback. And, that's the to-do list for Gase. And, he's also, of course, has to turn a team mired in perpetual chaos into a contender. Maybe they'll have better luck once the Patriots no longer have their star quarterback and their coach. But in any event, the Jets have always been considered a real dysfunctional environment. So, the manager has a poor track record of personnel decisions.
Well, remember, the Jets are in a funny spot right now. First of all, they've got $100 million in salary cap space, and they also have the number three pick in the draft again. And obviously, they're not going to draft a quarterback. They're going to try to find the next Saquon Barkley or the next Antonio Brown or the next Khalil Mack. I was disappointed when the Jets did not make a deal for Khalil Mack. I thought he would have brought to the Jets and the Jet defense a whole other dimension because...
Could they have gotten him?
If they had wanted to pay what he wanted. Remember, Mack...
Do you think he would have gone there rather than going to Chicago?
If they'd paid him enough, yeah. I think, but
really?
It got down to he thought he had a better shot at winning a Super Bowl with
the
Bears.
Well, I think that's really important, and I think that somebody...
Right.
Who, these guys have egos. So if he can get